This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, usually Bob gives me, you know, like a solid 5 to 7 day forecast for me to do when he's otherwise occupied in the mornings. And my tradition here on Brian and Company is not to really look to the weekend till Wednesday. I just don't know why, but that's sort of my thing. And but I did peek ahead, and it looks to be dry and kind of lovely, partly sunny in the 80s on Saturday, perfect for an outdoor event or a road race or both. And we're always happy to welcome in David Hopkins, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Hartford, because they got a big one coming up on Saturday, and we want to talk about it. David, good morning. How are you?
Brian, that was probably the most smooth and brilliant intro I think I've seen or heard, man. That was pretty cool.
Well, the check is in the mail, David, so thank you. So talk about Saturday. What do we got going?
It's happening. It's happening again, our fourth annual Move 5K and Movement Festival. Like you said, it's going to be a beautiful day. Last year it rained, which we tested the mettle of our event, and we had still a great turnout, and so we're looking forward to be even bigger and better this year. But it's our race to celebrate the way that we move in our community. And so, I'm excited because, again, it's the fourth year that we've done it. We're seeing the numbers increase. Folks are registering now, and we hope more will register and come out and participate in the race at their best, their PR in the 5K or the 1 mile, and then enjoy the day of movement festivities.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's sort of the key, because it's not just a road race. I mean, there's a whole, and it's a Keeney Park, of course, and you have some great sponsors like the Hartford Marathon Foundation and so on and so forth. If the 1 mile, the 5 mile isn't for you, I mean, you could really bring everybody down, you know, for most of the day. So give us the time range and also what else is happening.
Yeah, no, thanks for that. Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, we really, you know, tout this as a family event, again, and a community event as well. But we know also there's the run community, the race community that we want to invite and give them an opportunity to participate and experience Keeney Park. So the race starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and that's where you get your runners out there to run the 5K. They'll finish far sooner than those of us who will be walking, and then we'll have a program to present the first place, second place, and third place awardees, and also invite State Representative Tammy Exum to speak to one of the other key components of our event, which is to celebrate the life of her husband, Earl Exum, who was a board member of the Urban League, and also an executive at Pratt & Whitney, who's a title sponsor for the event. And then we'll get into some of the movement activities. We'll have vendors and resource tables there to share information on what those respective companies do, some of our institutional and corporate partners, but also those who like to move. So we'll be doing the classic double dutch, line dancing, yoga. We'll have those sporty events, you know, football and soccer and basketball and that kind of thing. And then we'll also have our Young Professionals Auxiliary, who's a volunteer group of 21 to 40-year-olds, doing some competitions. So there'll be some of those fun picnic, you know, type of classic games for competitors who want to, again, prove their fitness. But it's really for everyone to come out and have fun, enjoy some time outside, as you said, in good weather, at a beautiful park with good people. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, again, Keeney Park, Saturday, 9 a.m. the race starts, and it goes all the way through the early afternoon. And, again, there's a little something for everybody, even if you're not – I'm like you, man. The winners run that race. They're done with 3 miles before I'm done with two if I'm running. And
right.
So it is something to watch those competitive folks. And, again, it's a great event, the fourth annual Move 5K Race and Festival in Hartford on July 12th at Keeney Park. We're talking with David Hopkins, who's the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Hartford. I'm curious, you know, when you follow stuff, you know, if we can just draw it out for a minute here since we have a minute. You know, like the spending bill in D.C., and we know about, what could happen with SNAP benefits and Medicaid and so on and so forth. How closely do you follow that stuff? And is there any sort of impact on what you do based on something like that huge piece of legislation?
It's difficult, man. It's not the space that the Urban League plays. And our work is primarily around education, workforce development, and housing. So those benefits like that don't necessarily impact the work that we do directly, but of course it impacts the people that we serve. We do get funding from the State Department of Education that's being impacted, and we actually got approved for a discretionary spending grant for our high school scholars going on to college that was pulled. So we've been impacted slightly, but the what's happening with Medicaid and such, those benefits, they impact the people that we serve. And so our goal, man, is to continue to find ways to develop resources to support them in any way possible and to partner with those who are in that space. But more importantly, just to find those wraparound services. It's very difficult and very frustrating because, you know, so many people are just doing the best they can with what they have and have been fighting this struggle for decades. And we've seen some progress over the last couple of years. So this is certainly a step backwards, one that we don't support. But nevertheless, here we are, and so we've got to find our way through this to make things as best as we can for people who have these needs, particularly those around benefits for their families and their kids. And so, you know, we'll rally around and use our resources from the generous donors that we have from the corporate space and provide, you know, case management. And
hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And things like that for the people that we serve.
You know, I'm curious, you know, summertime in urban areas can get dangerous and violent. I haven't heard a lot of stories about what's going on. Maybe that means that violent, you know, shootings tend to go up in the summer. I mean, that's just how it is in most cities across the country. Mm-hmm. But I just haven't seen a whole lot, so I don't know if it's down or if the media coverage just isn't there. I'm just curious how things are going in Hartford so far this summer.
Yeah, that's a good question. The National Urban League has said a handful of new priorities. One of them has been gun violence, and we don't have the same crises, if you will, or extreme issue here in Hartford as you do in cities like Baltimore, where I grew up, or Chicago, that you hear all the time on the news as the poster child for the gun violence in the urban areas. So Hartford doesn't have that same level of gun violence, but nevertheless, I think you're right. We're not hearing as much about it, and you know, we'd like to think that it won't happen. But sure, of course, it is, but it's not at the extreme that we've seen it in the past. So I'm not sure what the story is there, but you know, I won't complain about it. I'll take it. You know, one step, you know, in the right direction, if you will. Maybe people are just, you know, being that much more responsible, and the communities are getting stronger, and you know, some of the work that we're doing is getting better. Yeah,
you hope so. Yeah. Hey, listen, for Saturday's event, where can people go to get more information or even sign up for the race?
Yeah, you can certainly go to our hashtag ULGH64 for any of our social media platforms, where you can see even some video footage from the past three races. You can certainly register there. You can register. Still time to register as a vendor in a resource table. You can register as a volunteer and a what we call a activation station. So if you want to just, you know, host a table where you can time someone doing jump rope or hula hoop or something like that, we can do that too. For the racers, we certainly encourage you to go to the Hartford Marathon Foundation and find the Urban League's Move 5K, and you can register there. So registration is still open. I think the runners should get there somewhere around 8 o'clock, and we'll blow the whistle blow the horn at 9 o'clock and move.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Yep. Well, I hope it goes great on Saturday, and it's always good to catch up, David.
Likewise. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you having me.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.